scores first for the Bearcats in the third quarter. Two-point conversion was no good. 26-8 Bearcats lead. Bad X response in the third quarter. A 44-yard touchdown reception to Martin Messing. Two-point conversion no good. 26-14. Ubley leads by 12. Then Jeffrey Wright, another touchdown run late in the third quarter. The two-point conversion to Welton is good. 34-14 going into the fourth quarter. Bad X leads by 20. Bad X, Tommy Morneau scores on a three-yard run. Two-point conversion, no good. Bad X recovers the ensuing onside kick. That leads to another Tommy Morneau two-yard touchdown run, and then Tommy Morneau with a two-point conversion. Before you know it, with 7 minutes to go in the fourth quarter, the Bad X Hatchets trail 34-28, just 6 points. However, Ubley recovers the onside kick, runs it down the field, eventually leads to another Jeffrey Wright touchdown run. The two-point conversion was no good, and that would be it, folks. 40, Ubley, 28, Bad X. That's be your final.
And we have a final as well from USA. Harbor Beach upsets USA 42-30. And with that, that marks USA at 5-4 on the season. And can't guarantee that USA gets into the postseason. That's two teams in a row that the Harbor Beach has taken out a potential postseason team.
Well, more specifically, they've won four of their last five games. They've really righted the ship from the way this season started. It looked like a total rebuilding year for the Pirates. Instead, they finish on a very strong note at 4-5.
As far as the Bad X and Ubley offenses, they were clicking on all cylinders. Between the two teams, we had 887 yards between Ubley and Bad X combined. Bad X were 63 plays for 413 yards. Ubley with 56 plays for 474 yards. For Bad X, they were led by Tommy Morneau with 38 carries, 298 yards, and three touchdowns on the night. Next up, John Messing, 13 yards, 9 carries, and Buddy McLeod, 1 carry for 1 yard. Tommy Morneau was 5 for 15 through the air for 101 yards and 1 Dalmatian and 1 touchdown. Martin Messing, 1 for 4 and receiving for 44 yards on that touchdown reception. John Messing, 2 for 3 for 27 yards. Buddy McLeod, 1 for 4 for 11 yards. Bailey Iden, 1 for 1 for 19 yards. Jack Thompson with 2 drops. Only 2 penalties on Bad X. It was 2 holdings, in fact. Bad X defense, 45 tackles, 3 tackles for a loss for 7 yards, 2 recovered fumbles, 1 forced fumble, and 2 penalties for 15 yards. They were led in tackles, not including tackles for a loss, by Tommy Morneau with 14, Ryan Hileski with 13, then Martin Messing had 5, Miguel Cuevas with 3. Tackles for a loss go to Brandon Earle, who did not play in the second half, Nick Walsh with 1, and Ryan Hileski with 1 tackle for a loss. So a total, Tommy Morneau with 14 tackles, Ryan Hileski with 14 tackles. Tommy Morneau forced a fumble, Martin Messing recovered a fumble, and Anthony McLeod with the other. And a face mask for 15 yards and illegal procedure against the Bad X defense.
Anthony McLeod recovered your onside kick, I believe.
Yes, indeed. For the Ubley Bearcat offense, they were led by Jeffrey Wright, the quarterback, with 3 touchdowns on 16 carries and 110 yards. Not to mention Derek Brown's 22 carries for 157 yards. And believe it or not, did not score in this game, but did a lot of the groundwork for him. Roman Welton had 8 carries for 58 yards and 2 scores. Nathan Keller, 4 carries for 16 yards. Jeffrey Wright, through the air, was very tactful, 4 for 6 only, but for 133 yards, his long of 56. Nathan Keller, 1 reception for 36 yards. Derek Brown, 1 reception for 33 yards. Roman Welton, 0 for 1, and Anthony Sweeney, 2 for 3 for 64 yards. 2 false starts for the Ubley offense for a total of 10 yards on penalties. Ubley defense, 35 tackles, 6 tackles for a loss, 1 sack, 3 tip passes, and 1 recovered fumble, and only 1 penalty. Those are strong defensive numbers. Leading the tackling was co-leaders of Daniel Rakowski with 6, as well as Derek Brown. Jeffrey Wright had 4 tackles, and Matt Mychek. Then we have Brandon Sodro with 3, Roman Welton, Anthony Sweeney with 2, and then Nathan Keller, Lucas Rothy, and Aaron Klama with a tackle apiece. Then you tack on the tackles for a loss on top of that. Darren Soule, Brandon Sodro, Nathan Keller, Jeffrey Wright, Lucas Rothy, and Anthony Sweeney all had 1 tackle for a loss. Lucas Rothy on top of that also had a sack. Jeffrey Wright with three tip passes. Darren Soule with recovered fumble on the onside. Or excuse me. Not sure where that happened.
He recovered the Tommy Morneau fumble.
Yes, indeed. That's what it was. And one pass interference for 10 yards on Ubley's defense. Solid game from both squads.
Well, you got to love when your tackling is diversified as much as Ubley's is. There's so many different tacklers versus Baddock's having two main tacklers, a linebacker and a defensive back leading the way. That means that there was a lot of action in the backfield. If you switch over to Ubley's offense, take a look at that real quick. When you look at those running backs, you know, you're always going to mention Derrick Brown, 22 carries, 157 yards. He averaged just over 7 yards a carry. Roman Welton just had 8 carries, but he averaged over 7 yards a carry. And Jeffrey Wright was just shy of averaging 7 yards a carry. So the main three horses for the Bearcats were all averaging approximately 7 yards per carry. And that means a lot. It says a lot about what Ubley's trying to do on offense and what the Hatchets couldn't stop on defense.
Ubley ended up with 341 yards on the ground and then 133 through the air. Baddock's with 312 yards on the ground, 298 of those coming from Tommy Morneau, and then 101 yards from Tommy Morneau through the air. Impressive numbers on both sides of the ball.
Absolutely, but you take Tommy Morneau's production away from this Hatchet offense, they have 14 yards rushing. 14. So somebody else has got to help him out. We said that all season. They're going to look very deep into the future. Next year will be a very interesting Bad Axe Hatchet squad minus Tommy Morneau.
And that means with the 12-point win for Ubley, that puts Dave in with the win for the media round table this week over Paul Adams. Paul Adams said it's going to be a 35-point differential, 42-7. Dave said it was going to be 40-12 Ubley by 28 points. The spread was tonight from Vegas at 17.5. It ended up being 12.
Hey, I had Ubley right on the money. I just didn't anticipate Baddock scoring that many times.
So Dave now ties me with 3 wins on the season. Paul Adams at 2 entering the postseason.
Yeah, just the other games in the area we haven't met. We mentioned Harbor Beach USA Sandusky rolls 56-0. And I think we mentioned earlier Cass City defeats Carroll 71-6. And last we had heard Beale City was leading Lakers 28-12. I believe Reese was in the lead in their game. So a lot of blowouts, but a lot of good games as well.
And Algonac defeats Brown City 50-27 from the BWAC. And with the Reese victory over Whitmore Prescott tonight, that means every team in the GTC has at least one win. There, Reese was the only team remaining. Memphis has one, and then Reese on the board now with one over Whitmore Prescott. Marlette leads with 8:48 left in the fourth quarter over Armada, 49-20. Reese, final score for Whitmore Prescott, 45-6. As the scores keep piling in here, 8:10 left in the fourth quarter. Beale City leads Lakers 28-12. As we're trying to get all the scores in here on the tonight. Dave Hansen, final thoughts from Bad Axe, Michigan.
Well, it's been a privilege watching Tommy Morneau play football, man. He's been very exciting to watch, an exciting player for this Hatchet team. On the other side, the Bearcats are ready for playoff time. The defense needs to be tightened up just a little bit. The offense, though, looked tremendous. I loved what I seen. Multiple guys carrying the football. The offensive line dominant. And Jeffrey Wright looking great throwing the football. I know he only attempted 6 passes, but those are very important when you start to play tougher teams down the stretch. You're going to need to mix in the pass a little more often. And I like that they had the ability to do that. And, again, Ubley's healthy. They're ready to play. They look very good. I can't wait to see who they draw in round one.
Ubley finishes the regular season at 7-2, winning their last 4 games. Their last loss comes to Sandusky on September 25th. Baddock's finishes their season at 3-6, losing their past 2 and with 2 victories before that. Tonight's game sponsors on the WLEW Sports Network was brought to you by DS Services of Cass City, Thumb Sailor, Moore Shoreline Chevrolet and Buick of Seawing, Serve Pro, Rainy's Heinen Center of Baddox, Kodak Radiator and Air Conditioning of Baddox, Countryside Transportation of Seawing, Stacks Market of Owendale, Moore Motor Sales of Caro, North Star Bank, B&D Heating and Cooling, Regantine Lakowski Long Group of Ameriprise, McVeigh Insurance Agency, and D&M Cabinets. On behalf of our entire broadcast team, I'd like to thank you for listening to our broadcast tonight from Baddox. Dave Hansen, in-game analysis, Director of Sports Information, Doug Cole from Livonia, Michigan, our Director of Social Media and Media Relations, Kayla O'Neill, and I'm Clark Ramsey. producer and host of